Old-time fiddle music has reverberated through Ozark's hills and hollows longer than anyone alive today can remember. For generations, these tunes, some passed down for centuries and from faraway lands, have brought communities together. Even today, this style of music still exists in some parts of the Ozarks. But long gone are the days when every village had its own fiddler, leading to a new question. How long will the old music, traditionally part of small local music parties and square dances, be part of the Ozarks' future?
And the Ozarks, I would say, used to be a hub of it, and still in some ways is, but it's not nearly as common here as it once was. I want it because it is different, and it feels real to me, but also for me, as someone whose family on both sides, my mom and my dad's side, has lived in the Ozarks for generations and generations, it does feel like a connection to my roots and to my heritage.
Those are the words of David Scrivener, a 38-year-old fiddler who grew up near Mansfield, Missouri.
Of course, there's an old tradition that a number of the tunes perhaps came over from the British Isles hundreds of years ago, and that's definitely, it seems to be true, to at least to an extent. You can trace them. You can go to Ireland. I've never been there, but I hear that you can go to Ireland and go to a place where they're playing fiddle music, and you can tell it's the same tune, but it's played a little bit differently because, like our tradition that was centered on our type of dancing and was isolated by geographic region, theirs was too, and those things were different for them, and it didn't evolve the same way.
While that traditional square dancing has largely disappeared in this area, the music has been preserved by people like Scrivener and his teacher, Bob Holt, who was considered to be one of the leading experts on Ozarks fiddling during his lifetime.
The worst comment that he ever gave me, and I got it a lot, all of his students did, we joke about it, but when he said, "Well, you've got the notes," that meant, "But you don't have the tune." It doesn't sound right. And so that was the hard part, was getting the bowing and stringing those notes together in the right way, in the right type of phrasing, so that it sounded like it was supposed to.
Here's one of the songs he taught Scrivener.
Anyway, this is called Rabbit in the Pea Patch. It's a square dance tune from Douglas County.
It's been more than 15 years since Bob Holt died, and the world has changed. While music parties still continue throughout the region, there are fewer ones that concentrate on old-time fiddle music. An exception is McClurg, Missouri, where Scrivener has long played on Monday nights. Let's go there for just a moment.
The inimitable reel.
For many years, musicians have gathered in the community's former general store, located deep in rural Taney County, for a potluck dinner followed by music. Fiddles, guitars, banjos, and those who play them gather in a circle and go through tune after tune. Others in the room might chat with friends, or play cards, or wash the dishes, or simply enjoy the music.
But it just happened because the culture was just that you got together with people and you played music. And that's still pretty much what it is.
Old-time music has seen change in recent months, with gatherings and festivals being canceled or reimagined due to COVID-19. Even at McClurg, the music parties have moved out to a nearby shed and are held without the potluck dinner when the weather cooperates. Long term, what does the future look like for this style of music?
You know, the question of what the future of old-time fiddle music is, I think it's part of a bigger question of what's going to happen to our traditions in general. Because Ozark's fiddle music, like I said earlier, it all came to be because people wanted to dance, and the dance culture is maybe even more gone than the fiddle culture at this point. I mean, I can think of one or two square dances that happen throughout the year in the Ozarks now, in the Missouri Ozarks. I think there have been, and hopefully maybe still are, in Northwest Arkansas, some other ones. So it's sort of like the whole traditional Ozarks culture is, I don't know if I want to say it's going away, but it's changing. And I think everybody can see that. It's a question of what are you gaining versus what are you losing. and who's going to have the time to care.
With Ozarks Alive Time Capsule, I'm Caitlin McConnell.